This will be our almost last Gauralila evening in this year. After this, I will go to a big Holy Name event in Slovenia and then to one in Nairobi. I could not say no to this invitation this time because the devotees have promised me to continue it also without me each year, so and then I will go to India. So I welcome you very much, and I think we will start. I think some devotees are still on their way because we have started a little earlier to make everything easier, and so that we also will come earlier home and it's not such a long-lasting thing. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Ja, brauchen Devotees von euch eine Übersetzung vom Englischen ins Deutsche? Ja? Wie bitte? Oh ja, du übersetzt. Okay, gut. Findet euch bitte dann um die hochqualifizierte Übersetzerin, die hundertprozentig mein Wort noch einige Verschönerungen hinzufügt.
Also ich kann natürlich auch kein anderes machen.
Nee. Das ist gut, dass du dich gefunden hast. Nein, ich habe das mit poetischer Sympathie gesagt. Jetzt müsst ihr euch vielleicht so irgendwie so hinsetzen. Ich würde ja vorschlagen, dass du, ich habe das schon oft gemacht, du dich so ein bisschen zu mir fast mit dem Rücken hinsetzt und dann setzen die sich vor dich in den Schalltrichter, der vor dir ausgeht oder gebildet wird. Also ist es meistens so, dass ich muss sagen, warum ich diese Vorlesung in englischer Sprache und nicht in meiner Muttersprache der Deutschen halte. Und es ist deswegen so, weil wir jetzt in einer Welt leben, wo sich die großen Mengen im Internet befinden, die man anspricht. Das ist natürlich hier die Frage, ob man das tun sollte. Und das ist eine Frage, die durchaus Berechtigung hat, aber zumindest für jetzt haben wir uns entschieden, den Goralila-Abend auszusenden, auszustrahlen. Deswegen also die Mühseligkeit der indischen Sprache. Vielleicht sollte ich diesen Teil aber in deutscher Sprache sagen. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasgajani Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvise Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktanam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karna Sindhu Tira Bandhu Jagate Govinda Mukhika Kanta Radha Kanta Mostute Tata Kanta Gorangi Radhe Vrinda Vineshwari Prishama Mostute Panami Hari Kuye Vanchakalpataru Vaisha Kripa Sindhu Vaiva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sati Gopakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Ich meinte das durchaus ernst, aber es war schon ein bisschen humorvoll. Ich möchte ganz kurz für euch, die nur der deutschen Sprache kundig seid, sagen, was meine Absicht ist in diesen Goralila-Abenden. Es gibt ein bestimmtes Wissen im spirituellen Leben, dass man durch Rückenwind weiterkommt als durch Wind von vorne, um es anders auszudrücken. Man kommt durch Segnung, die in der Lage sind, die Hindernisse auf unserem Weg zu beseitigen, weitaus weiter als durch die eigenen Bemühungen. Denn die Hindernisse sind eben so stark, dass wir zum Teil von ihnen, also in den meisten Fällen von ihnen überwältigt werden. Der Devotee kennt von der Shakti, der Kraft, der Segnung. Und es gibt einen sehr schönen Text, der mich damals inspirierte mit den Goralila-Abenden in der Fasanenstraße, wo die Vedenakademie tagte, anzufangen. Und zwar hatte ich einen Text gelesen, dessen Wahrhaftigkeit und praktische Anwendbarkeit mich motivierte. Der Text sagte, wenn man sich einfach an den höchsten Herrn erinnert, an den spirituellen Meister und an die Vaishnavas, kann durch ihre Segnung alles erfolgreich werden. So kann man also in diesem Sinne sagen, in Bhakti In Bhakti kommt es nicht darauf an, was du weißt, sondern wen du kennst. Das ist ein gefährlicher Satz im materiellen Leben, weil das Unehrlichkeit und Unredlichkeit beinhaltet. Aber im Bhakti ist es wichtig, eine Verbindung zu spüren, jemanden zu kennen, der in der Lage ist, uns Segnung zu geben. So, deswegen denke ich auch, dass wenn ihr einfach als nicht so gut deutschsprachige Menschen, als nicht so gut englischsprachige Menschen, wenn ihr einfach da seid, dann könnt ihr Segnung vielleicht erhalten von den Persönlichkeiten, die invoziert werden, auch wenn ihr es nicht alles verstehen könnt, trotz der allerbesten Übersetzung im Universum. Hare Krishna. Now I want to greet all of you in the internet. I will be in English, don't worry. I just wanted to encourage my German-speaking audience to be with us, even in... Well, we have arranged a wonderful translation. But, yes. I wanted to talk. I don't know for how many Gaura Lila evenings, because soon I will be in India, about the life and teachings of Narottam Das Thakur. Because for us, Narottam Das Thakur is the personality who was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was guided by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly appeared. Srila Prabhupada, he has left us with a rich treasure of prayers. Prayers are called pratana, loving devotion. Once one great saint was asked, how difficult is it to attain bhakti? And he said, very cheap. You take 5 little conchals. That was a form of payment at those times. Go to the marketplace and get a copy of Narottam Das Thakur's pratana, prayers of loving devotion. And when you read them every day, you will certainly attain love of Godhead. Prabhupada wrote about the words, I would like to say the thunder words of Narottam Das Thakur, something which I would like to read in the beginning so that you can get an idea just how powerful and how important Narottam Das Thakur and reading his prayers are. My secret hope is that you will improve your reading habits and your singing habits and read pratana, sing pratana, and dance to pratana as much as possible. This is what Srila Prabhupada said. The prayers of Narottam Das Thakur, this sound is above the material platform. It is directly from the spiritual platform. And there is even no need of understanding the language. It is just like a thunder burst. Everyone can hear the sound of thunder and understand. There is no misunderstanding. Rain is coming, huh? Similarly, these songs of Narottam Das Thakur are above the material platform and they crack like thunder within your heart. Srila Prabhupada wants to express that they do something in your heart because Narottam Das Thakur is the person in whom the amazing love
of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invested. Please listen to the often told stories. Story. Once, the Sankirtan party of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced along the banks of the Ganga. They came to a side arm, the Padmavati, also Ganga. And Mahaprabhu's body was shimmering in the early morning sun. It was, you know, he always had the signs of ecstasy. His eyes would cry loving tears. He had very long arms. They reached to his knees, and when he was bringing his arms up in a gesture of surrender, he looked extremely tall, like a huge palm tree. The midangas played in rhythm, the kartals and jangas were in time, the devotees were giving themselves to the chanting in abandonment, ganz verloren im Chanting. All of a sudden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood still. He was motionless. And he started to stare intently on the other side of Padmavati, where the village of Kitturi Gram was staying, was standing, or was lying. And a great, great emotion, he called out, Narottam, Narottam. And as he said this four-syllable name, Narottama, he began to shiver, fall to the ground, and faint. But Nityananda, who was always with him at that time, came close. The devotees had never seen the Lord in this mood up till then. He kneeled down and he tried to somehow assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come out to his normal consciousness, into his normal consciousness. But only after a long time, Lord Chaitanya came up. Lord Nityananda said, all the devotees wondered what happened to you, and who's in Narottam? We don't know any Narottam. Mahaprabhu whispered, he's not yet born. He will appear in the future. You and me, Nitai, will soon leave this world. But Narottam, he will carry my mission to the perfection. He will spread love of Godhead everywhere. I will give the gift of my love, the same love which I carry in my heart, I will give it to him. Nityananda said, my Lord, but he's not yet born. How can you give a gift to an unborn? Gauranga answered, I have thought about that. I will give the gift of my love into the care of Padmavati, Mother Ganga. As I said, Padmavati is just the side arm of Mother Ganga. I will give that gift to her in custody. And then, when the right time comes, Nityananda, you must help Narottam. You must help him. to claim his gift. Then Mahaprabhu slowly rose. Nityananda informed the devotees that this was yet another pastime of the Lord which was difficult to understand, and the kirtan continued. My dear devotees, most of us may have put our toe into the ocean of bhakti. Many of us still hesitate if we should swim in this ocean where we lose all our control. Still, for all of us, it is extremely important to see someone who has not only put his toe in the ocean of bhakti, or who swims in the ocean of bhakti but then returns to the shore. It is inspiring for us to see someone who has dived deep into the ocean of bhakti and brought out of that ocean the jewels, so that one day we are convinced, one day, that this ocean of bhakti has many more, much more wealth to offer to us than anything the world can give us. This conviction alone will, after some time, when we are mature, be realized by us. And in the meantime, when we are still in the process of maturing and learning also from life, how Krishna is present in life, as we are still in this process, this will be a guiding star, this jewel of bhakti. This is what one day I hope to achieve, because I will also have to die and give up everything here. I want to achieve the jewel, either in life or after death. Yes. So Narottam has become known all over as the king of kirtan. This is a subject which is of great interest, kirtan, to the world, because anyone, no matter how far he is in his own growth, can enter kirtan and feel some good, delightful spiritual emotions or good the emotions. So he is the king of kirtan. The essence of kirtan, which it will become very clear, is not the music or the style or the rhythm. The essence of kirtan is to share the love in your heart with the Lord, a loving heart. Yes. So Narottam, he was born in Kittori. He was the king's son. His name, the king's son, is Krishnananda, and his mother is Narayani. At the time of his birth, Narayani said to one of the midwives, "I see not only my child, I see two wondrous extra beings in this room." And the midwife thought, though she's bewildered and confused by the labor of giving birth. Narayani later said, one was dressed in a golden dhoti and had a golden complexion, the other was dressed in a blue garments. And he was always mumbling Gaura, 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 Gaura in an intoxicated way. I saw them. Narottam grew up, in English you would say he was on the trajectory of becoming the king. He was the only son of Krishnanandan and the only child, and he was meant to be the next king. He was a prince in training to become a king. And there was one defining moment in his life, a turning point. He looked out of the window of his room and looked outside of the palace. He had watched over the past few days that there were a lot of preparations to put up tents and a big pandal. It's a gathering place for many people, which was shaded by a canopy. He had asked, what is going on there? And his guardians, the people who took care of him, and his father actually told him, pilgrims come through here, and we have just provided simple accommodations for them. So as he, Narottam, looked that one day out of the window, an unexpected mood happened, a change of mood happened. Before that he was a brilliant boy, he was loved by the whole town of Katori. He had a beautiful built body. He was playing like other children and so on. And now he looked outside and he saw these people who were walking and talking. He couldn't understand what they were talking because they were too far away. Walking around the tents and then putting the luggage down, and he was amazed by them. They were shining. There was something special on them which he had never seen. And someone is spiritually progressing, you will see there's something special about him. When you come close to him, you feel different. Some of us feel protest. Not this, it's not my path. Others feel, wow, maybe this is my path. But you feel something. No? You feel something is there. Something is different all of a sudden. Most of the time when someone is very spiritually advanced, you feel charmed. Your heart in some way melts. And you become very, very drawn. To him. He said to the guard, bring me down. I want to meet these people. And he went down and he could understand they didn't talk about anything else than Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They had made some very big experience, and as he inquired more, he found out that they had visited the town of Puri, which was still talking from morning till evening about nothing than the great avatar of love who had just disappeared from the world. Not just, who had disappeared some years ago. And as he heard them speaking and saw their shine, he became attracted. There is a passage in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Maharaj Pratapa Rudra sees the devotees and he says, "I'm very much astonished. I've never seen such effulgence. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of a million suns. Nor have I ever heard the Lord's names chanted so madhur." Madhur means so sweet, so absolutely sweet and melodious. And Prabhupada comments on this. If a devotee sticks strictly to the principle governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily luster will naturally be very attractive, and his singing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord will be effective. People will appreciate such kirtan without hesitation. This is what happened to Narottama. Without any hesitation, he was drawn to these, by these devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, I like to hear more about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They said, there is one Krishna Das Baba here. He's actually from your village or from your town. He will speak. You listen. So he heard for the first time Krishna Das Baba talk about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. My dear devotees, I have personally in Vrindavan once listened to an elderly man talk about Krishna. And as he was sharing, I would say, the love in his heart and his realization about Krishna, at that time I felt this is the highest reward. To hear about Krishna from his bona fide devotees, it will give us attraction for Krishna. And once we have attraction, what is there on our path? We will be pulled. We don't have to struggle any longer. Everyone anyways always does what they are attracted to. Mm-hmm. So if you have attraction for Krishna, your way into the spiritual life is guaranteed. So he listened and he said that at the end, Krishna Das, please tell me more about Gauranga and Nityananda. And he said, wow, even if I exhaust my whole life and your whole life, in other words, talk as long as I live, I will not come to the end. It's so wonderful. There's so much. But why don't you come here and meet me? So he told that evening his father, Krishnanandan, about his experience. And his father thought, like any father feels when their children show a natural spontaneous attraction in Krishna consciousness. Wow, wonderful. They are very pious, my children. After all, they may be better than me in the future. That is a natural feeling which I've always seen with this parents when they tell with great happiness. I heard from one devotee about his little child. I didn't know if this was a good child. Yeah, my little child was in the school embraced by a boy and she pushed him away. Ah! That doesn't have to mean that she is the ideal celibate lady. That doesn't mean it. But I mean, when there is some natural, very spontaneous sign of Krishna conscious or God conscious attraction, parents become extremely happy. Extremely happy. And they tell about it and they feel it's an inspiration in their life. So, Krishnananda, so my son is very pious. And he said, no need that you go down there. I will ask Krishnadas Baba to come every afternoon into the palace and then tell you and those others who wish to listen about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was arranged. Narottam started to grow up with Gaura Leela Katha, we can say. He heard from this ancient, from this old Baba about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he felt very, very inspired.
How old was Narottam then?
Between 5 and 7.
Oh.
Yes, very young. First, his parents were impressed. But as they saw their little boy showing renunciation, signs of renunciation from the life they had planned for him. He was not playing, but he was sitting in his room and chanting Gaura, 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 Gaura. When they saw this, they said, Narottam, we are kayastas, we are governors, we are chaturyas, not brahmanas. As Krishnanandan said this, you must understand, Krishnanandan had only one son, whom he loved so much, and Narayani, only one son, and they were very old. It was a miracle for them that a son had come to them in their old age. As he was speaking, he felt worried. There had been an astrologer who had said at a certain age, I think it was around 15 or so, if I remember correctly, Narottam will leave home. And all of a sudden, this prophecy came back into the memory of Krishnananda. And the only way he saw to protect himself, to protect his wife, and protect the future king of the kingdom from this terrible loss was to guard Narottam. Say, Narottam, stay with your parents now in the palace. We need to give you good training and education. It's time for your education. And please, never go to the Ganga. The Ganga is known as Prema Pradayini, that's one of her many names. And because, means she who gives love. because she, they had heard that he would become the greatest of Vaishnavas and leave home, they were afraid of Ganga. And also they gave an excuse, you know, people go there, they don't know to respect Ganga, they brush their teeth and they answer nature's call. It's not really your place as a prince, you know. There was one evening, Narottam was lying awake in his room, and he was between sleep and between wakefulness. And he was noticing, he was very intelligent, of course, or he could notice, I mean, it didn't take a super intelligent mind to understand this. His parents were worried that he would become too spiritual. He was just resting, then he fell into a sleep, and all of a sudden, just like Gauranga Mahaprabhu had requested, Nityananda appeared in his dream. We know Nityananda or Balaram appear, or even the tattva which they represent, the knowledge-giving tattva, the guru tattva, guru can also appear in the dream and remind us Nityananda said, it's time for you to go to the Ganga. And he disappeared. Narottam woke up. It was fortunately still the very, very early morning. That means no one was up, no guard. He thought, just to be careful, he climbed through the window, and then very softly he went down on the other side. He made a little noise, and he thought, oh no. But no one had heard him. And he went to the Ganga. And as he went to the Ganga, he couldn't help himself. He touched the Ganga and he went into the Ganga. He felt so much attracted. And as he went into the Ganga started to swell up and took on her goddess form and smiled at Narottam and said, "You are Narottam." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he deposited his gift for you, said, "I would recognize you by when you step into me, I would feel so ecstatic that I would well up, come high." So I am like this now. Take the gift, and she gave her him the love of Gauranga. Gauranga and Narottam Das Thakur received it. In the morning, the parents looked for Narottam, but he was not in his sleeping room. They looked all morning. They sent guards. No one knew him. Only one guard came back. No one saw him. And said, "There is one madman dancing at the Ganga." The mother went and saw, "My Naru! Oh no, it has happened. Prophecy has hit our family." Narottam was very blackish in complexion before, but now he had an almost golden shining effulgence. They brought him home. For a few months he was not able to do anything else then cry. Yes, er konnte nichts machen außer weinen. Sehr gut übersetzt. Then he came back to normal, to not never back to normal, but he could act on two levels of consciousness, also the external consciousness. And something, then a little later, something else appeared. He was sleeping in his room, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared personally to him. And he said, "Now, Narottam, it is time for you to go to Vrindavan. You will meet my great devotee, Lokanath. Take initiation from him. And you will also meet a few of my devotees there." Then the Lord disappeared. The next morning, something terrible happened. An unknown man came into the palace and said, "The Nawab wants to see Narottam. He has heard about his extraordinary personality. Narayani, the mother, fell before her husband and pleaded, 'No, no, let him not go to the Nawab. He is known for his cruelty. He is known for giving troubles to the Hindus. Let him not go.'" Krishnananda said, I don't know what to do. I'm ruling not on my own power. I'm ruling on the power invested in me by the Nawab. And if I don't follow his orders, he will first withdraw all powers, and then he will punish me and the whole township severely. But don't let him go. He's our only son, our only hope, our only joy in our old age. So Krishnanandan said, "I surrender my son to the Lord. The prophecy said he would become the greatest Vaishnava, and the Lord will protect his devotees." So Narottam was very enthusiastic. He went, he was brought into a palanquin, Krishnananda said, "Don't worry, I will send a whole army with him to protect him." And the whole army went next to the young prince. Then in the night, Narottam said, "There is no better moment than now. There's no better time than now." And he went out of the palanquin, which was also a sleeping bed, and he started to walk, to run. This is what I heard. He ran. He made his way through the jungle. He ran all the sideways. He couldn't go the main ways. He was the son of the king. And he ran. He needed to escape both the Nawab and his parents. He ran. Finally, he broke down. He had not eaten for a whole week. He was emaciated. When he broke down and he saw everything through a fog, he saw all of a sudden a golden boy bringing a cup of milk. "Drink this, it will take away all pain and all fatigue." But he fainted from exhaustion. He couldn't drink. So when he was lying there fainting, Rup and Sanatan appeared before him and said, "Do you know who the boy was?" It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants you to become his main instrument for spreading the Sankirtan movement. He has come to you personally to revive you. Drink the milk. You will do great. The Lord has invested all his powers in you. Do not worry. Narottam Das woke up. He saw there was a clay pot filled with milk just before him, and he drank it. And the moment he drank the first gulp, oh Krishna, water's also good. The moment he drank the first gulp, he felt life coursing through his veins. When he had finished everything, he was strong and healthy, and he continued his journey. Everywhere he went, the villagers gave him a bed. They had never seen such a person who was always chanting, who had so much ecstasy around him. They begged him the morning, "Do not leave our village." But Narottam said, "No, I have to go." One day, he came to Mathura. He came to a field, and he asked a farmer, which place is this? And the farmer said, "This is Mathura." "Mathura, I've reached." He ran to the Yamuna, he sat on the Yamuna, and he sang loudly. Sometimes he muttered only, "Kauranga, Kauranga, you have led me here. You have brought me here. You have survived, have helped me that I survived." One Brahmana was passing by and saw him. He went back again. Said, who are you?" "Oh, I'm a very insignificant servant of the Vaishnavas. I'm going to Vrindavan. I'm seeing Rupa and Sanatan." A Brahmana's face turned very stern. "My dear boy, Rupa and Sanatan have left the world." Narottam was shocked. There are many accounts, my dear devotees, how the devotees reacted when they heard that other devotees had left. Devotees they had heard about. But Narottam was so destroyed. Sobbing, he said, "I'm seeing Raghunath Bhatta than Kashishwara, who was the personal servant of Gauranga Mahaprabhu." Brahmana said, "They have left." And he said, "I better stay with you for the night." So they stayed the night together. In the morning, all these associates, Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, Bhatta, Kashishwara, whom Narottam had wanted to see, appeared to Raghunath, and one after another embraced Narottam and said, "Don't worry, Mahaprabhu is guiding you. Mahaprabhu has guided you. You will do wonderful things. Remember what the Lord had said to you. He wanted you to take initiation from Lokanath. And don't worry, there's still Jiva Goswami here with us. and very old, living only on a cup of buttermilk each day, there's Raghunath Das and Radhakund. Hare Krishna. There's thunder in the air. My dear devotees, I have two questions to you. I will end my katha for this evening here. But I have two questions for you. Now, my first question is, can you remember a turning point in your life? Something which happened to you, which convinced you, that you should go the path fully. I know many devotees have talked to me about turning points or reaching turning points. You will see, when you are eager in your spiritual life, more turning points will come to you, because Krishna always gives answers to devotees who want to know. He gives them certainty. He gives them assurance. In this connection, I like so much a poem by Rumi. He said, "Don't go back to sleep." No, don't go back to sleep. Ask for what your heart really wants. Most of the people pass back and forth on the threshold to the real world. They go a little bit in, then out. But don't go back to sleep. Don't go back to sleep. A very nice poem. Another question I have for you. When does the Lord or His associates speak to us? When has the last time, when have you appeared, have you seen in a dream some guidance? I think many of us have, again and again. I'm just thinking, when? I know in my life, at some important points, I had dreams of Srila Prabhupada, where he gave me instructions which I then followed. Or I know others where I think it was the Lord in the heart. It all happens when you're eager, when you're alive for your spiritual life. Then something will happen. I want to end with one song of Narottam. It is a song which Prabhupada used to sing often. Gaur Krishna is in London at the moment. Hari Hari Bifale Jana Magoino Manushya Jana Mapaya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Shuniya Bisha Kaino. Du kannst das, kannst du das noch?
Was denn?
Dieses Lied spielen? Ich glaube, du hast es mal sehen. Ist ein bisschen verstaubt, aber das kommt bestimmt.
Wie geht die Melodie?
Wie bitte?
Wie geht die Melodie?
Oh, da bin ich mir nicht so sicher.
Ja. Ja. Guck mal nur kurz. Hat jemand eine Brille?
Ich habe.
Da gibt es halt verschiedene Melodien.
Du kannst ja eben deine. Die passt, nicht? Es muss passen.
Oh, nee. Doch.
Das schaffst du. Du hast ja so eine Skylider-CD. Sorry, this was in German. Haben wir so Texte, so Lieder? Sorry. I have to stay in one language. Do we have these songbooks? Sind die vielleicht in der, genau, da würde ich suchen. Das ist in den kleinen, glaube ich. In den gelben. Das heißt Hari Hari Bifale. For those who are watching, we are just finding. Ist da ideal.
Hari Hari Bifale. Oh,
Krishna, 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 Krishna. I'm
I strongly want to suggest or happily want to suggest, thank you, Kalakanta, thank you so much. Read from time to time these wonderful prayers of Prarthana. It will enliven your heart very, very, very much. See the power of Narottam Das Thakur's words. And that will be the end. Narottam prays to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, I have simply spoiled my life. I got this human form of life, but I really did not care to worship Radha and Krishna. Therefore, I've spoiled my life. It is exactly like one who takes poison knowingly. If someone takes poison unknowingly, there is excuse. But if somebody takes poison knowingly, it is suicidal. I have committed this suicide simply by not worshipping Radha and Krishna in this human form of life." And he laments, "I could have used my time to somehow develop my attachment for the holy name, to work on overcoming offenses, to work on my attention, to be strict in my chanting time. But no attachment for Harinam Sankirtan has come to me. Why has Goloka Vrindavan's treasure of divine love not awakened within my heart? Day and night my heart burns in the poisonous fire of material existence, and I have no means to alleviate it." And the Vedic way, Sanatana Baba is just saying, the greatest possible pain is the pain which a human being inflicts on his own heart. The son of the king of Braja has become the son of Sachi Devi, and Balaram has become
Nitai.
Through Harinam they have delivered all those who were very fallen and wretched. Jaga and Madai are testaments to this fact. Then he ends, Narottam Das says, "O my Lord, O son of Nanda Maharaj, accompanied by the daughter of Brishabhanu Maharaj, be merciful to me at last. Do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. Be merciful. Don't kick me away. Don't push me away. Other than you, who is mine? Who's mine? No one. Hare Krishna." Thunder words. They crack open the heart. Oh. Yes, my dear devotees, I'm looking at the wristwatch. We wanted to be a little bit faster, but again, I have to learn to put the wristwatch next to my brain. But now it's too late. I will not have time to see if you have any questions, because I think we want to end, isn't it? Yeah, that's why we started earlier, otherwise I will not be invited again. So I have to be. I wanted to just say two things. I'm very grateful that we have these Gora leave like evenings. As you know, they started very early in the Veda Academy and then went to the castle here. I like to refer to it as a Dharma castle because everyone finds his way here sooner or later. So it's a Dharma castle. This Gaura Lila is carried really by the selfless service of three devotees here, Kalakanta, Kamupriya, and Premamayi Radhe.
Many more. Because we couldn't make it just a few devotees here. Ishan is
there.
Ananda
Vardhan
is always there.
Ja, Ananda Vardhan, das Auge.
Das Auge.
So many devotees from outside, living around,
living
in different quarters.
All starts, I saw Nikunya today doing garlands.
Garlands, yeah. Marvelous
looking suits. Yeah. So it's a sincere group effort, and I'm really, really grateful to this. I know we want to do it much better in the future, and I'm also very eager to see how to do it. But I just wanted to really say I'm so grateful. It fills my heart with so much happiness when I can talk about these things and don't have to talk about near-death experiences. And it's also nice before, I know I'm speaking for the general audience, but this is family. Krishna, and I'm so happy to share that which is most dear to my heart, at least some of it in this circle. So all the devotees, thank you my audience who encouraged me by being here. Yes, I don't know, we will discuss about the next Gaura Lila evening. You please watch, I think Kalakanta sends all of us the
Saturday,
22nd
of
August. Yeah. Yes, some idea is there in the mind which will be discussed here in the castle, I believe. I wish you all the best in case for this year. I'm soon on my way. My wings will spread and I will fly in Vrindavan. So thank you very much. Wish you all the best. And Srila Prabhupada ki Sisi Gaura Nitai ki Gaura Prema.